100.7 WHUD. Good morning. It's 6:15.
All right, those who love Project Runway, your wait is over. The 15th season premiere is tonight at 9 on Lifetime. Of course, one of the stars is fashion guru Tim Gunn. How are you, Tim?
I'm wonderful, Mike. Thanks for talking with me.
Say hello to Casey. We love having you on the show.
Hi, Casey.
Hello. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
When Mrs. Trump made her speech, she had on a beautiful dress with big sleeves. Now on the cover of Essence, Mrs. Obama also wearing great big sleeves. So obviously great big sleeves are a thing for women. How does a thing become a thing?
Well, to be honest, I'm somewhat cynical about these matters when it comes to trends. I always say we don't know until they actually become a trend. I mean, and of course, this kind of media attention helps the trend tremendously. And then women say, oh, I have to have that sleeve too. Things are very different today than they used to be because of press and or the expansion of press into social media. So that's really how it happens. I mean, things can be designed and produced and be in a store and no one wants to wear it. But as soon as you have a couple of high-profile people photographed, yeah, it ends up becoming a thing. But I always say to people, just because Mrs. Obama's wearing it doesn't mean that you need to wear it, though I think she's a fantastic fashion icon. I won't say the same thing about Mrs. Trump, but that's another matter.
Okay.
It needs to work for you, and it has to do with your own size and shape, your own coloring, and also your lifestyle. What do you do? With whom do you interact? Is this appropriate for you? Is this something that you'll feel comfortable and competent in? So there are many factors that go into this.
Got it.
All right, so season 15 premieres tonight on Lifetime. What can we expect in this 15th season, which, by the way, is hard to believe?
It's hard for me to believe. I mean, I hear you say season 15, and I think, what? Is that possible? Yeah, really. I mean, I never dreamed we'd have a season 2, let alone a season 15. I mean, for me, Project Runway, the experience of being part of it is so parallel to my 29 years of teaching. People would say, you taught for 29 years? How is that possible? Well, every semester I'd have a whole new crop of students with different points of view and different DNA and different backgrounds. And it was always invigorating for me. And so for me, every season of Project Runway is really about those 16 designers. And we have 16 very hungry, very talented go-getters who want to make it big in this industry, and they're inspiring to watch.
We look forward to that inspiration. I wanted to ask you, do you have any old clothes?
I have lots of old clothes. How old, Casey? What qualifies
like
as old?
15 years old. Say as old as the show.
Yeah, some winter coats.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's some staples that there's no reason to replace. They're still in good shape. I mean, I will say this about clothes being in good shape. I shop on a budget. I need to. I live in a tiny New York City apartment with a lot of closet space. I make certain I take care of my clothes. Because if you can have a perfectly decent wardrobe, but if you abuse it by not caring for it properly, it's not going to last. So I really believe in clothing maintenance. It's very important.
Well, I know you still look good on the show, but this Heidi Klum, is she starting to show anything? She looks like she's still 19.
I ask her all the time, Heidi, do you bathe in blood? How is this possible? How does she look so fantastic? I don't know. It's karma. And she deserves it.
And you got pretty good karma yourself, Tim Gunn.
Aw, thank you, Casey.
We'll be watching
tonight.
I'm very
lucky. I say it every day.
Well, we're lucky to have you as our guest. You're one of our favorites. Have a great year on Project Runway, and we'll talk to you soon, Tim.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, Tim Gunn, he really is on the show quite a bit, and we love it.
You know, he's really changed the way I look at fashion, too. I used to think, especially men's fashion, what's with the tie? What's with the suit? I don't get it. And he taught me to scrunch my eyes up and look for art, look for a pattern, and I do that now.
All right, and he's talking about clothing maintenance today, so I'm going to go home and hang up my pants.
Okay.
Just trying to get in with the program. Thank you, Tim.
Oh, well, Mike and Casey, I'm quite certain that you don't need this, but for anyone out there listening, make it work, people.